Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander with the couple of timely things we want to talk about today. But before we go there, I want to quote something that was in the Wall Street Journal on Thursday. Very interesting little article. It's by Jeffrey Norman that he wrote it out of the Weekly Standard on the 21st of January. Talking about new business startups. I'm not going to quote the whole thing, but I'm going to go just to the meat of it. The U.S. now ranks not first, not second, not third, but 12th among the developing nations in terms of business startup activities. Countries such as Hungary, Denmark, Finland, New Zealand, Sweden, Israel, and Italy all have higher startup rates than America. We are behind in starting new firms per capita, and this is our single most serious economic problem. And he is, amen, that is true. And the worst of that is, for the first time in 35 years, business deaths are outnumber business births. And he quoted, his last quote was, and this is so profound, "Plainly, we need more regulations and higher taxes on small businesses." And we'll let it go at that. Leanne, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, before we even go into that, when we went through the recession, that really had an effect on everybody. And especially, I think, the small business
owner. The small business owner was just devastated.
And so now we have to come out of it. We are a much stronger economy than the other countries out there. Now they're going to see some of that, too, because whenever you go through that kind of an upheaval, it affects everything.
Absolutely. But we have not recovered sufficiently
to
make the small business person, and typically it's a person, and we do know that the small businesses employ more employees than the big businesses. We have the Anderson Windows and the 3Ms and whatever, but it's a small entrepreneurial business that hires more people than the big companies.
When we go to some of the ball games, like the hockey games and like the basketball games that our grandsons are in, we drive through a lot of different areas, and it's really interesting to see these areas that have lots of small businesses. You just don't realize how much our country is built on them.
Built on those little one-man, one-woman shops. What they might have 2, 3, 5 employees, but they don't have very many. And it's just amazing how many small companies there are out there.
There's one thing that has happened, too. We have so much technology out there that the businesses, the big and the small, have to look for new people that can understand this technology. And by doing that, it's taking time because they've had to train people. And that has been very difficult.
And I had my granddaughter over yesterday. Or Wednesday, and she is putting me on a blog, whatever heck a blog is.
She's putting it on Facebook.
Facebook to give information out. So that's coming forward. And she laughed when I said, well, I'll have to talk about it on radio. That'll commit me into finishing it up. She said, yes, because we are going to do that. And we're going to have articles about long-term care and annuities and disability insurance, life insurance, et cetera. So that is going to be happening sometime in the next couple months.
And I think it'll work very, very well because you've been getting a lot of different questions in that area.
Right.
And there's a lot of misconception about many different things. So this way you felt that you could actually explain some of it so people could understand what was what.
And they can go back and read it again if they want to. Okay. Now, Leanne, we go on.
Well, this is tax season. And we've already had calls from a few people saying, when are the 1099s coming out? Well, the 1099s are starting to come out now. In case Schwab, we had just talked to them, we asked them, when are they coming out? And they said in January and in February. Well, we all know that they generally come out the latter part of January, but they can come out later. And the reason that they are looking at a couple of different dates is, number one, they had mentioned to us that if sales were made in some of the accounts in December, it would take until February to get it all squared away. We also know that international company, global companies, they may have some things that they have to take care of, and that has to come out later. So don't just rush in and say, I've got my 1099 and I'm all ready. Be sure you have the right one, because it could be corrected, and then you have to go back
and refine
and refine and redo it. We did have one fund that notified us that they were correcting one 1099 already because of something on the international scene. So don't just rush in. Wait a little while, check your 1099s, then go in, and when you go in, deal with the your CPA, lay it all out to the CPA, and be sure you understand what you've got.
Who do you get 1099s from, Leanne?
You generally get the 1099s from, like, for instance, Charles Schwab or one of the brokerage firms. Or you may end up getting it from some investment that you have. But you will be getting them in the mail, and then from there, you take it to your CPA. If you get something, like, for instance, from Charles Schwab, on their envelope, it'll say tax information. Take that with you in. Don't just do a portion of it. Take the whole thing in. And it may be many pages long. But take it in and give it to your CPA. And be sure you have everything and you know what you're dealing with.
Let's make sure we are all understand. What's the difference between a 1099 and a W-2?
Well, a W-2 has to do with earnings.
Okay, that's right.
The 1099 actually happens to deal with things like the mutual funds, or your investments.
Well, it's earnings on earnings.
And it's on
earnings,
your
earnings on your money.
Right. And if you're a small business or if you're a business, you have to send a 1099 to any accounts or CPAs you've used. You have to send a 1099. There's about three or four places if you're a small business.
Attorneys and CPAs.
And there's one other, and I'm missing that. What's the other one? There's another one. But at any rate, you have to be sure that you send out or let your accountant know, because you have to declare your rent.
Any rents that you got.
Right. So you have to be sure that you have all of this in order. Believe me, your CPAs will be on your back, too, if you don't. Now, let's just talk about your 1099s. When those 1099s come to you, they are showing any sale of stock and what their gains are. They are showing dividends. That, both of those, and dividends, that's considered ordinary income. And when you have stock, you have a gain or a loss. It depends upon the mutual fund, too, or an ETF. You may have a gain or a loss. But dividends, they have to declare those dividends, because that is ordinary income, as is interest income from your bonds. Now, we're going to go back to that, but I'm also going to mention that you're going to get information from your pension. You're going to get information from Social Security. You're going to get information on your IRA's distribution, and if you took an RMD, and any earned income you had at your job, and also then come in limited partnerships. And those things are the tricky ones, and they're generally the last ones.
Last ones that come in. You may get out to March before those things come in if you get a limited partnership. We've had those happen.
Now, I've got a person here who called because he's very interested in what his dividends and distributions were for the year. And so we looked it up. We know that this is what he's got coming in his 1099, and he was excited because he hadn't really kept track of all of them that had come to him, all the dividends that had been paid out. He had two different accounts. He had the IRA, and he had the regular account.
Now, he does not have to declare the IRA.
But he does, because he pulled out an income from those dividends.
Okay.
And therefore, if you pull anything out of your IRA, you will have to declare it, because that is ordinary income. Now, the interesting thing was, we looked at all his different investments because he's got quite a few. He had actually muni bonds. He had global. He had individual stocks. He had mutual funds that were, you know, here in the U.S., but he was very, very diversified in what he had. Now, just for an example, he had Microsoft, Merck, 3M, Lockheed Martin. I could name a whole bunch of them. But he had between his two different accounts, if he was looking at just the dividends, and I'm just saying what dividends he had in the other account, which was in the IRA that he had pulled out, and the dividends that he had here, he had over $10,000. And he was really, really happy because he knew it was 10 to 15 to 20. Some years were more, some years were less, depending upon what he himself felt he wanted to take out for income. So when the 1099s come in, it shows you what you have gotten back from your investment. We look at having an income stream. All right, you have your pension. You have your Social Security. You work. And if you don't work because you're retired, you're going to be taking out distributions from your IRA. All of that's important in developing a program for yourself. And if you want to look at just having the dividends coming out, you can use that just like the interest on your bonds, but it gives you income, and that's a very, very important feature for your whole picture for retirement purposes.
Now, one of the things you've got to be a little careful of, and of course your CPA will take care of this for you, is when you get Social Security income, there are different levels of taxable amounts, and if you don't make a lot of money, I don't want to go into this right now, but if you don't make a lot of money, you pay taxes on a lower level. If you make a lot more money, then you pay taxes on a higher level. It used to be when we were started in the business, Social Security was not taxed. But they, of course, in Washington, their wisdom, they have to tax everything they get a crack at so they can come up with another program. But part of your Social Security income is probably going to be taxed. Different levels based on your income, other income, not Social Security. So you've got to be careful about that if you're doing your own taxes.
And the one thing, if you have dividends and things coming in within the IRA and you don't use them and they just go back and reinvest or remain in the IRA, you don't count those. It's what comes out to you, and that's very, very important.
So a word to the wise, you're not pushed right now. Wait a little bit, make sure all of your statements are in, everything is ready to go, so you don't have to go back and refile.
Because if you do, it gets to be expensive and it gets to be a mess.
And you never want the IRS to pull your file up again and say, well, maybe we should look at this one.
And you don't like to get that letter from the IRS saying, you didn't declare all of this.
That's right.
All they see is what the mutual fund company or the broker-dealer had sent out, and if you don't bring in the whole amount, all the information that they sent you, and you screw it up by not doing that, then all at once you're going to get a letter from the IRS.
If you have a question, call us at 651-436-3997.
Or call us at 651-365-5000. Thank you for joining us on The Wise Money Show.
Experience counts, now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.